This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Sponsored by the Sacramento Enclave and the Consortium Academies of Higher Learning.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. Do not decrypt at any public terminal. As complications have been uncovered in the shutdown sequence for Moonbase Theta, Consortium Communications has been asked to provide archival files for certain active personnel. This is a report on said personnel activities before the moon. The following is file BTME2. Code word, adjustments.
Ah, shit. Double shit. You snickerdoodle. You dirty dog. You, what the hell is your problem?
Dirty dog?
I'm being careful because...
No one else is paying attention, and I know you. Particularly how colorful you can get when under stress.
Putting me under stress. Ain't that your specialty?
That's what they pay me for. Now, I need to do the humeral flexion again so I can adjust the fit.
That's the pointy one, right?
You extend from the shoulder, push forward, and slide your shoulder blades apart.
Right. The pointy one. Like I'm a superhero facing down the villain. I'm the goddamn Batman. My parents are dead. Wah, boo-hoo. Ah, son of a Sunday, that smarts.
It has to seat properly against your muscles, or we'll have to start all over again. Hold still. I don't expect to understand the references, but your fake swearing is a new quirk.
We're out in public here. I don't know these people. I don't know this enclave. The rules are all twisted around.
Do you want to go back to my office?
No. You're right. I gotta get used to being around people with my new sidekick here. It's not like people didn't look at me funny before.
Sure, but now if they pry, you can shoot laser beams right up their nose. Kidding. I didn't install the laser beams. Those cost extra.
I can't ask for all the bells and whistles. Though imagine the gun show I'd have then. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that actually works. That's right. Shoulder depression, extension, abduction.
Damn, boy. What do you think of me now? Do you even lift? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's probably enough input for now. Give yourself a break while I run a diagnostic.
My old arm was a hunk of driftwood compared to this thing here.
They are giving you the best. Okay, hold still again. You've got myoelectrical connections as a backup, and those have to lie just right against the...
They're buying the best, but I sure gotta pay the piper when I get to the moon. It's a far piece from old Dallas OKC.
Wilder, you have to stop moving.
Sorry.
You've got enough twitches to power it, that's for sure.
I'm sorry. I just... You know? New place, new job, new arm. It's all a lot. I mean, like, challenge accepted, of course. But, yeah.
I get that. I see a lot of people facing new challenges.
I guess you must. I'm probably just being a big crybaby here.
You've got the right. Especially in just a minute when I have to do this.
Ah! You mother... No. You can't make me say it. But heckfire, that hurt.
That's something you wouldn't have felt before. The link to your neural network. They do say it stings a little.
Stings a little, my rosy red hinder. If you're a bee, then I'm a vernicious canid.
You are a strange one. How's that feeling now?
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. Ha! Holy cow, finger guns! This could do anything.
The neural controls are pretty intuitive, and the muscular flexion shouldn't be too different from your old prosthesis. Using the two together without locking up might take some time.
Nah. I got this. Look at me go. Arm, make a fist. Arm, point in the air. Arm, I'm thirsty. Pick up that pop can.
You'll have to teach it gentle.
But look how quick it crushed right down.
As long as you're feeling the connection, I'll get a towel.
It's good. It's all good. I mean, right now, it still feels like I'm wearing something, you know? Like holding a good tool. But my old one just felt like my arm. I guess that takes time.
We've got plenty of exercises ahead. Once you've flipped a few tables together...
Hey!
I looked that one up. Once you've done some work together, I'm sure it'll become more natural. Also, did you name your old prosthetic?
You mean, other than arm?
Sometimes it helps if you give it a name.
But then, won't it feel less like it's a part of me?
Give it a try.
Okay. Get up here, then. Let's name you. You're pretty hardcore. You deserve a hardcore name. Let's go with... Eliza.
Eliza?
It just came to me. The only Eliza I ever heard of was the one in the song. You know, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza.
And she's hardcore?
Well, she keeps giving it right back to old Henry. Don't poke holes in my story.
I'm not criticizing. Eliza it is.
That's right, girl. Don't you take shit from any man. Hell, she might be the only lady in my life while I'm up there. Might as well get personal.
Yes, well...
Oh my gosh. I swear, that is not what I meant. I didn't know you could go that many shades of red.
You just caught me off guard. Of course, I've had clients who needed to, work through, train on, that is...
Lark, I thank you, but you can put that offer right back in the holster. I'm fine in that area of things. Double fine, in fact. Wow. I didn't mean it to sound that way. I was just, you know, never mind. Damn weasels. What do we need to do next?
Weasels? We've got a whole zoo today.
Never mind. Nothing. Just old reference? Something they used to say when your thoughts go to dark places. The brain weasels taking over.
How zoomorphic of them.
I don't even like the sound of it. It just popped out.
It did. Hold still, I can see an electrode, and that should not be where I can... So, I haven't seen your wives come to visit in a little while. You'll see them again before you go?
I guess. I hope. You just got that out of nowhere.
If nowhere is paying attention to what you say and how you say it...
Damn it.
If it's something you want to talk about, or specifically not talk about, you know, we've got all day. Lean forward and extend Eliza in this direction.
It's... oof. Nothing, really. Ow. I may have told him I was under a security lockdown and no visitors and all that, but it's not that big of a thing, really.
You told them what?
because of the new job and the moon and all of that.
That seems a little...
They didn't poke at the lie too hard, if that makes you feel better. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just... It's a complicated thing, sometimes.
Like every relationship I've ever seen.
Right.
Okay, now, when you unlock your elbow, it should also trigger the... Good. Keep extending, just like that.
You said that you've had more than one partner who you... More than one person before. You know, that you're... with?
More than two, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, then, it's just... It's been an adjustment, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm gonna be away, it feels like... Maybe that'd be just as well without.
That seems like a decision they ought to be a part of.
You're right. We do talk about it, and they say I mean a lot, and it wouldn't be the same. But that don't stop me from feeling like wheel three of a two-wheel set. They were in this before me. I mean, I love them. I love what I've got with them. But I also feel like they'd be fine without me. Maybe even better. I don't know. It's like I'm always the weak link, you know? The shaky corner of the tripod. I'm the one who gets jealous or feels like I'm left out of occasions or I'm too needy when they have this perfectly machined thing that I jammed my way into.
You know, I settled in with a couple for a while. Where I lived before, it was hard finding partners who didn't mind I was ace. I thought, these two can just work all that out with each other.
Yeah, but then why do they need you?
Why do you need Eliza? You have a perfectly good arm on the other side. Maybe your relationships don't have to be about need. They can be about, this makes my life 100 times better. And has lasers. Well, metaphorical lasers.
Maybe.
They might be okay on their own. But look at you. You're awesome. Their lives are better because you're in there.
I just don't know if it's all that easy.
Probably not. I get you. Something has to be easy or it's not worth doing.
Just... I mean... Damn you, stop making sense.
Even a shaky tripod is stronger than a wobbling on two legs. Okay, I'm done. Just thought of that and had to get it out there. I know it's not easy. And it's okay if you need help. I had to step in or you wouldn't fit with your new best friend here.
We did talk about counseling once. Just never followed up.
I know someone who happens to specialize in triads.
Okay, okay. I got you. Bossy.
Occupational hazard. Speaking of, are you ready to switch this thing to full power?
Are you telling me she's got more than this?
Oh, just wait.
Oh my gods, you have got to give me the full schematics on this before I go. Woo! Woo! This ain't even my final form.
You make no sense about 90% of the time.
This episode featured Tina Daniels as Wilder and Claudia Elvidge as Lark, and was written and edited by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. You can find more information and a transcript of the episode on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Thank you so much for being a part of what makes all of our audio fiction possible. You're an absolute moon superhero. We'll see you in 2 short weeks with Wear the Heart, a really wonderful episode about Roger and Alex together, with Lehman Kessler and Gabriel Tanico, and Cass and Paul. Until then.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity,
an actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to see traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult now.
An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar the Cataclysmically Reckless from the former Orogenon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I going to function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.